brother, sister, is to you all.
暑假期间，很多有小朋友的家庭都出去旅行。
During the spring break, especially the family with the little children or any children, they will go outside for travel.
我鼓励弟兄姐妹在祷告中纪念他们。
And I hope in our prayer we will memorize their trip.
求主保守他们快快乐乐出门，平平安安回家。
So we pray they can have a safely trip and they can safely come home.
感谢主，我们的教会是一个祷告的教会。
And I praise the Lord, our church is the prayer church.
我们教会也是一个有爱心的教会。
And our church is the caring church.
但是这仍然不够。
But it's not enough.
就是我们必须要坚持圣经的真理。
And because we have to uphold the biblical truth.
所以今天我们思想一个很重要的题目。
So today we are going to share the important topic here.
就是我们到底面对什么样的危机呢？
So what kind of crisis we are facing today?
我们知道我们人类的老祖宗第一个亚当犯罪就带来了死亡。
And we know our ancestor, the first Adam brought death because of the sin.
不仅是肉体的死亡，更是灵性与这位圣洁公义的神隔绝了。
And not only bring the physical sins, also not only bring the physical death, also the spiritual death. Also, we are isolated from the Holy God.
所以我们人类原来是没有盼望。
So originally, we have no hope.
但是感谢第二个亚当，就是耶稣基督的来到。
But thank you, Lord, we have the second Adam. This is the Jesus Christ coming.
因着耶稣基督的来到，就带给我们真实的盼望。
Because the coming of the Jesus Christ that brings the real hope for us.
如果有人问你说为什么呢？
Why? If somebody asks you.
你的答案是什么？
And what is your answer?
我们的答案是因为耶稣基督是从死里复活的神。
And our answer is because the Jesus Christ is the Lord who rose from the dead.
因为他是死里复活的主，而且永远不会再死的主。
Because he is the Lord who rose from the dead and he never died again.
那和我们有什么关系呢？
So what's the relationship with us?
哦，有关系。
Oh, this is the big relationship.
因为凡是属主的人都会一起复活。
Because anyone who believes in the Lord will be resurrected.
而且得着主赐给我们一个荣耀的新的身体。 进到他的新天新地去。
And because we are going to go into his new heaven and new earth with a glorified body.
想一想看这是何等大的福气。
And think about it, this is what a great blessing it is.
感谢赞美主。
And praise and thank God.
我们刚才读过哥罗西书的2章的16到18节。
And we just have to read the Colossians chapter 2, 16 to 18.
当时哥罗西教会的异端就是诺斯底主义嘛。
At the time of the Colossian church, the heresy is the Gnosticism.
我再读18节，大家印象深一点，请大家看一下18节。
I'm going to read the verse 18, so please pay attention on this verse.
不可让人因着故意谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺取你们的奖赏。 这等人拘泥在所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无故的自高自大。
Do not let anyone who delights in false humanity and the worship of the angel disqualify you for the prize. Such a person goes into great detail about what he has seen and has a spiritual mind, puffs him up with idle notion.
当时的异端。 竟然要信耶稣的人去敬拜天使，这是何等大的错误呢？
And at that time, the heresy, they asked for the people to worship the angel. And what a big mistake it is.
我们知道圣经告诉我们天使是服役上帝的灵吗？
And because the Bible tells us, the angel is to serve our Lord.
怎么会叫信耶稣的人去敬拜天使呢？
So how can we ask the people to worship the angel?
而且这个经文继续说到了，这些人怎么样？他们是随着自己的欲心，无故的自高自大。
And because the verse tells us such a person going to great detail about what he has seen, and his spiritual mind puffing up with idle notions.
所以保罗继续劝勉他们。
So the Paul continued to persuade him.
请大家读二十到二十三节。
And let's read the verse 20 to 23.
请，你们若是与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么仍像在世俗中活着，服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸的类的规条呢？这都是照人所吩咐教导
的。
说到这一切正经的时候就快坏了。这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用私意崇拜，自表谦卑，苦待己身，其实在各自肉体的行欲上是毫无功效。
Alright, verse 20. Since you died with Christ to the basic principles of this world, why, as long you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. These are all destined to perish with use, because they are based on the human commands and teachings. Such regulation indeed has an appearance of wisdom.With their self-imposed worship, their false humanity, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence.
请注意二十二十一节。
I want you to pay attention on the verse 20 and 21.
保罗说，你们若是与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么人像在世俗中活着？注意好。服从那有三个不可，不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？
Alright, if you pay attention on the verse 20-21, here's tell us, since you have died with Christ to the basic principle of this world, why do you still belong to it? Do you submit to its rule? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch.
保罗的意思是说，我们的老我已经与基督同死了。
And the meaning of this verse is tell us the old self we already died with our God.
既然我们的老亚当、老夏娃已经与基督同死了，为什么还要这个服从那些规条呢？
And because the old Adam or Eve they have been died.
而且
so why we have to follow all these old rules?
而且已经脱离了世上的小学嘛。
And because we have been set free from the basic principle of this world.
什么叫世上的小学？
So what does it mean the principle of this world?
就是那些人定出来的很多的规条啊，那些规条限制了大家。
And because the rules they are set up by the human being, and all these rules is bind us up.
那些规条把自己捆锁啊，捆绑住。
And this rule is to tie ourselves up.
保罗一直在强调，我们是已经与耶稣基督同死同埋葬，更重要的与基督一同复活。
And Paul keeping remind us, because we have died with Christ, we have been buried with Christ, and we have been raised with Christ.
所以我们已经是新造的人。
So we are the new creation.
那正因为所有信主的人与基督已经联合了
，and because those who believe in Jesus Christ, we already united with Jesus Christ.
因此，我们就不再受这个世界上邪恶的力量所控制。
So we are keep us from being controlled by the evil from this world.
当然，也不再被这些啊很多的规条所捆绑、所限制住。
Of course, we won't be limited of tied up by all these rules.
因为我们在基督里，在基督里已经自由了。
Because in Christ we are already free.
难怪保罗在二十一节这样说。
And no wonder the Paul in the verse 21 said,
你们为什么仍像在世俗中活着？世俗中活着，服从了。不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的各种规条呢？
And why do you still belong to this world and submit to its rule? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch.
保罗的意思说，这根本都不需要。
And it's not necessary.
那保罗不仅仅指出当时异端的错误。
And Paul not only pointed out the mistakes of the heresy at that time.
同时，保罗也指出，照样指出信徒的盲目跟从。
And but Paul also pointed out the blindness of the believers.
这个假教师竟然教错了信仰。
And the false teacher teach the wrong faith.
但是信徒可以拒绝他的教导。
But the believer, you can reject their teaching.
所以保罗很着急地指出说，你们为什么要跟着他错误的教导去走呢？
So the Paul, I mean, he's very worried. He pointed out, why are you follow their wrong beliefs?
请注意看二十三节。
And please pay attention to the verse 23.
我读给大家听。
I'm going to read to you all.
这些规条时徒有智慧之名，注意哈。用私意崇拜，自表谦卑，苦待己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效。
Verse 23, such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom, with their self-imposed worship, their false humanity, and their harsh treatment of the body.But they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence.
可见这些都是当时假教师自己搞出来的东西。
So you know all these things are the false teacher make themselves.
当然不值得学习。
Of course, it's not worthy learning.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们看见异端邪说从古到今就有。
So dear brother and sister, we know the heresies have existed from the ancient time to the present.
他们常常扭曲圣经的真理，迷惑很多人。
And they often distort the truth of the Bible and confuse many people.
啊，他们扭曲了圣经的真理，甚至迷惑很多的信徒。
And they distort the truth of the Bible and even confuse everyone.
所以今天我们作为一个基督徒必须要分辨什么是真理，什么是歪理。
So as the Christian today, we must distinguish what is the truth and what is the faith.
我们需要求主给我们属灵的智慧能够分辨。
So we ask the Lord to give us the spiritual wisdom to distinguish.
因为我们今天面对各式各样的异端邪说。
Because today we're facing all kinds of the heresy.
除了这些啊，异端邪说，包括摩门教、耶和华证人会，还有全能神、东方闪电等等之类。
And you know the heresies include the Jehovah Witness and the Mormons and how do you translate the 东方闪电？
东方闪电 ，Eastern Lightning。
The Eastern Lightning, okay.
大家知道，我们还面临一个非常严重的危机。
And we know we face a very dangerous phenomenon here.
那就是教会世俗化的危机。
And that's because the church right now is the what? The secularization.
特别在北美。
Especially in the North America.
有很多的弟兄姐妹、牧长们已经看到许多的教会越来越世俗化。
And because there's a lot of pastor or the elderly, they have to see the church in the North America, they are starting to become more and more secular now.
那到底什么是世俗化呢？
So exactly what is the secularization of the church?
他们有五个特点。
They have the five characteristics.
第一个就是世俗化的教会不再传讲耶稣基督的十字架。
The first one, the secularized church do not proclaim the cross of the Jesus Christ.
第二个特点是世俗化的教会也不看重认罪祷告的重要。
The second,The secularized church do not value the importance of the confession and the praying.
第三个特点，世俗化的教会都在传讲啊，神要怎么样帮你成功，让你发达发财，哇，一帆风顺，多好啊！
The secularized church only preach the prosperity gospel. They only emphasize how God will give you everything.
世俗化教会还有一招很厉害。
And there's another one is very
厉害。他们利用多种多收、少种少收的经文，要信徒啊，这个继续不断的奉献更多的金钱。
Because they solicit the money offering through the scripture, and the scripture they use is whoever sows the sparingly will also reap the sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap the generously.
他们利用，我说哈，利用经文来怎么样，要弟兄姐妹不断的奉献进去。
And they use the scripture to solicit that you have the money offering.
第五个世俗化的教会。
And number five.
他们的诗歌敬拜变成一个大型的一个流行演唱会了。
And their congregational worship become the popular concert.
这个世俗化的教会真是给纯正的这个教会带来很大的影响。
And you know they have the big influence from the secularized church to the regular traditional church.
还有他们怎么教导信徒呢？
So how do they teach the believer?
世俗化的教会教导大家说，你们要不断地对自己说，哦，神会祝福我的，神一定祝福我的，因为神爱我。
And the secularized church, they teach their believer, you have to constantly say to yourself, God will bless me.
他们教导信徒说，你要大声地宣告说，神一定按我所求的来成全我。
And they want their believer to keep saying loudly, God will definitely fulfill me as I want.
是这样子吗？
Is that the truth?
这是以人为中心的敬拜，还是以神为中心的敬拜？
So do you think is this a person-centered worship or this is the God-centered worship?
对不起，让我说得很坦白。
So I'm sorry, I have to speak frankly.
这是变成以人为中心的假敬拜。
And actually, this is the people-centered, the false worship.
这哪里是把神当作神，真正的心灵和诚实谦卑地来到他面前来敬拜他呢？
So you know this is not the true worship of God with the truth and the heart.
所以有人说的好，撒旦的工作不仅仅是从外面来诱惑我们。
And someone said well, the Satan's work is not just attempting us from the outside.
更可怕的，撒旦的工作是在教会里面不知不觉地来在教会里面腐化堕落教会。
And what is even more frightening is that the corruption inside the church.
这是今天我们面对很大的危机。
And this is the big, the dangerous, the crisis we face today.
你注意看那些世俗化的教会很少一本圣经一节一节地来传讲纯正的教义。
If you look at the secularized church, they are hardly to press the gospel verse by verse according to the Bible.
他们尽拣一些这个观众喜欢听的顺耳的话来讲给大家听。
They only preach the topic they are interested to the audience.
讲台变成一个讨好观众的一个地方了。
And the pulpit become to the place to appeal the audience.
这不是神的心意。
And this is not God's will.
所以求主帮助我们。
So we have God to help us.
神固然很爱我们。
And God loves us.
但是神也要塑造我们。
But God also wants to train us.
我们是泥土，神是陶匠，他先要破碎我们的老我，才使我们成一个全新的我。
And we are the dirt, the potter, and God is the potter.So they are going to mold us to make us.
同意的人请说。
If you agree, please say amen.
那你说，那牧师，那我们面对这么多危机怎么办呢？
So if you say, Pastor, we facing so many crises, what should we do?
我们必须要把握四个重点。
So we need to uphold four key points.
我们看一下 four point.
Let's look at.The PowerPoint.
第一个，我们就是必须要坚持圣经的原则，绝对不能妥协。
The first key point, we must uphold the biblical principle, never give in.
第二个，我们必须要分辨真理和歪理的不同。
The second key point, we must distinguish between the truth and the fact.
第四个，我们要立志过一个敬神爱人的圣洁的生活。
And the third key point, we must proclaim the true gospel. No, we are determined to live the holy life of the learning God and the loving people.
我们听到一些 福音朋友或者一些人说，哎呀，这个那个人还是基督徒啊，哎呀，我宁可不要信，因为他没有一个好的生活的见证。
And often we can hear the people have such comment. Well, I mean, he is the Christian, but the life he lived, no, I don't want to like him. I don't want to be the Christian like he shut up about his life.
所以这提醒我们弟兄姐妹，我们基督徒一言一行真的要有一个好的见证。
So this reminds us as the be the Christian, we need to be the good testimony, especially whatever we do and whatever we speak.
我们不仅要有爱心，而且要诚实，而且要有信用。
And we need to not only have a caring, we also need to faithful to be trustable.
因为福音朋友都在看我们这个人嘛。
Because the world who seek the God's word, they are looking at us.
第四个重点，我们需要竭力传扬耶稣基督纯正的福音。
And the fourth key points.We must proclaim the true gospel of the Jesus Christ.
那除了这四个重点，我们需要努力以外呢
？And in addition to these four key points,
我们信仰当中还有五大误区，我们需要改进。
There are five major myths that need to be corrected.
第一个误区是，如果有人说啊，大家也听过。有人教导说，如果你不说方言的话，就表示你没有重生得救。
The first myth, somebody say, if believer do not speak in tongues, they are not born again.
你们觉得对不对
？Is that true?
圣经有这样子教导吗
？And does such things teach in the Bible like this?
如果你不说方言的话，就证明你不是重生得救的基督徒。
If you do not speak in tongues, you are not born again.
而且他们甚至提到说啊，如果你不说方言呢，我来教你说方言呢。
They even advocate if you do not speak in tongue, I will teach you speaking in tongue.
怎么教呢
？So can speaking in tongue be taught?
他就教你说哈利路亚赞美主，哈利路亚赞美主，哈利路亚，你讲了哈利路亚，讲，然后讲到最后你也不知道在讲什么，那就是方言了。
So they just ask you to repeat the Hallelujah, praise the Lord, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, and eventually just murmur you speaking. They can understand what you are saying.
请问圣经的根据在哪里
？So I want to ask you, what is the biblical basis?
方言是可以教的吗
？And can speaking in tongues be taught?
那大家都知道什么是方言啊
？And I believe everybody know what it means speaking in tongues.
比方说，大家知道这个小安教授他是不会说德语的。
And just like everybody know, our professor, Xiao An, he cannot speak the German, right?
Yeah. 然后我们祷告会的时候，他突然用德文祷告。
And suddenly he prayed in the German.
这就叫说方言。
And that's why he said he speak in tongues.
哎，但是刚好呢，蔡叶平是懂德文的。
And our brother, the 叶平蔡 he know the German.
那叶平懂德文，他能够翻出他真正讲德文的祷告是在祷些什么
？So our brother Tai, he can translate exactly what's the word the 小安 speak in the German there.
哎，我举这个例子有圣经根据呢。
And when I say this is according to the Bible basis here.
来，请大家读哥林多前书十二章的八到十一节。
Let's read the First Corinthians chapter 12:8-11.
八到十一节，找到我们一起来读，请。
Let's read together.
这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语，又有人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐，又叫一人得人信义能，又叫一人得做先知，又叫一人得辨别诸。又叫你们说方言，又叫你们翻方言，这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随其意分给个人的。
The one there is giving through the Spirit the message of the wisdom, to another the message of the knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of the healing by that one Spirit.To another, miraculous powers, to another, prophecy, to another, distinguishing between spirits, to another, speaking in different kinds of the tongues, and to steal another their interpretation of tongues.
请大家注意第十节。
I want everybody pay attention to the verse 10.
这里说又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸人诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。
To another, miraculous power, miraculous power. To another prophecy. To another distinguish between spirits. To another speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another their interpretation of tongues.
可见不是每一位基督徒都有说方言的恩赐。
So we know not every Christian has the spirit of the speaking in tongues.
就如同不是每一个人都有医病的恩赐。
And just like not everyone you have the gift of the healing.
原因是圣灵他要给谁就给谁了。
And because the Holy Spirit gives them to each one just as he determines.
如果有人有说方言的恩赐，很好，感谢主。
If you have the spirit of the speaking in tongues, thanks to the Lord.
能说方言并不代表你有属灵的骄傲。
And if you can speak it in tongues, doesn't mean you have the spiritual pride in that.
很多人不说方言也照样感谢主。
If you do not speak it in tongues, you thanks also to the Lord.
因为圣灵必定给你另外一样恩赐。
Because the Holy Spirit will give another gift.
所以重点是，如果有人主张说，假定一个基督徒他不说方言，就表示证明他不是重生得救的，这样的教导是完全错误。
So if someone said to you, if you do not speak in tongues and you are not being saved, and this is not right, this is wrong.
我希望我说得清楚。
I hope I said it clearly.
第二个我们信仰的误区是现代律法主义。
And the second myth is the modern legalism.
那我讲的都是在我们信主，是我说我们信仰的误区是指基督徒而说。
And the target object is for all Christians.
啊，你听这个名字就知道现代律法主义嘛。
And if you hear the name, we talk about the modern legalism.
就是他们是非常严谨的遵守各式各样的教条。
Because they are very strict in observing all kinds of the dogma.
他们认为信徒是不能看电影的。
And because they emphasize the believer cannot watch movie.
因为他们认为电影是属世界的。
Because they thought the movie belonged to this world.
他说你们看电影里面不是拳头就是枕头了。
不是拳头就是枕头。So if you watch the movie inside, it's not show you the fist, and it show all there will show you the pillow.
如果你在律法主义的教会里面，
and if you live in the modern legalism,
你是不能去跳舞的。
And of course you cannot dance.
当然你也不能够唱诗的时候呢举手。
Of course you cannot raise your hand while you sing.
当然更不可能让你拍手。
And of course, you cannot claim it.
啊，甚至平常连喝咖啡都不能喝的。
Even the coffee, you cannot drink.
这就是现代律法主义的教导。
And this is the teaching of the modern legalism.
有没有这样教会呢？
And do you think you have the such church?
有。
Yes.
所以是很大的一个误区。
So this is the big myth here.
请大家来读《约翰福音》八章三十六节。
And next one, we're going to read the book of the John, the chapter 8 and verse 36.
好，我们一起来请。所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由了，你们就真自由了。
So if the Son sets you free, you will be set free indeed.
天父的儿子耶稣基督叫我们自由，我们就真正的心灵自由了吗？
So if the Son set you free, you will be the Son of the God set you free, you will be set indeed.
圣经的教导是说，凡事都可行，但不见得都有益处。
And because the Bible teaches us you can do everything, but it's not everything benefit others.
咖啡你可以喝啊。
And you can drink coffee.
当然你要喝五杯八杯，那是你自己选择。
Of course, you can drink the 5 or the 8 cups of the coffee. This is your freedom.
我也看电影啊。
And I also watch movie.
啊，了解一下现在世界在好莱坞拍的到底是什么电影啊
？So I can understand what's the modern trend from the Hollywood movie.
我知道很多的美国牧师他们偶尔也喝点啤酒啊。
And I did know some American pastors they also drink beer sometimes.
啊，特别看那个 Super Bowl 的时候，我们很紧张的时候，他们吃点烤肉喝点啤酒啊。
And especially when they watch the Super Bowl game, they are not only drink beer, they also eat the chicken wing.
信主的人不是要死守一些外面的规条，表示自己很虔诚，不是那个意思。
So as the Christian, we are not strict because we follow the rules, so we are very unholy.
很可惜，现在律法主义是走偏了。
So right now, we know the modern the legalism is going astray.
第三个，我们信仰的误区就是现代的自由主义。
And the third myth is the modern the liberalism.
自由主义当然刚好就和律法主义相反了。
And you know the liberalism is just the opposite of the legalism.
注意啊，这些同样是对基督徒说的。
And the target object is also to the Christian.
因为他们的观念是说，反正啊，我们已经得救了嘛。
And because they think anyway they have been saved.
反正我们将来肯定可以去天堂了。
And anyway, I'm going to the heaven anyway.
所以我现在想做什么就做什么。
So they can do whatever they want to do.
啊，结果他们就放纵自己的肉体的邪情私欲。
So the consequence is the indulgence of their own lust.
赌博啊，然后呢，抽烟呐、啊，甚至去尽情的喝酒享乐，想做什么他们就去做什么。
So they are.Gambling, they are drinking, they are having fun, just do whatever they want.
结果就变成了滥用自由。
And they have become the abuse of the freedom.
啊，这又走到另外一个极端去了。
And of course, they are going to the other extreme.
完全不合乎圣经的真理。
It is complete unbiblical truth.
啊，请大家来读一下罗马书的六章一到二节。
And let's read the Rome chapter 6, 1 to 2.
好，找到一起来，请。这样怎么说呢？我们人可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可人在罪中活着呢
？What should we say then? Should we go on sinning so that the grace may increase? By no means. We die to sin. How can we live in it any longer?
保罗是劝勉那些信徒说。
And Paul warned people, warned the believer.
你已经是信主的人了。
And you are a believer.
你就不要继续犯罪，因为你好像犯了很多的罪，然后神就显出更多的赦免、更多的饶恕，来因着你犯越来越多的罪，来拖出神恩典赦免的这个更多，这个是错误的。
Do not commit the sin anymore. Never use God's grace as an excuse for your crime. This is wrong.
这就变成利用神的赦免饶恕，放纵自己肉体的情。
That means you use the God's grace as an excuse and as what? Indulge yourself.
这也是
in the simple thing. And this is not right.
不对。
This is not right.
第四个误区。
The fourth myth.
我们看一下这个 PowerPoint， 就是。普世得救论
，and that is the universalism.
普世得救论就是新派神学搞出来的东西。
And this is the some new theologians create.
他们怎么说呢
？And what do they say?
他们说，你看，既然基督为世界上所有的人都死了
，and since the Christ has died for everyone in the world.
而且神又是爱所有地球上的人呢
？And God loves everyone on the earth.
因此，所有的人最后都会自动得救。
So all people will eventually be saved automatically.
你们同不同意啊
？Do you agree?
当然不是这样子嘛。
Of course, this is not that way.
这样的说法，请问圣经的根据在哪里啊
？And because this is the big problem with this statement, so where is the biblical the basis from?
请问，如果罪人不承认自己有罪，他怎么会需要得救呢
？If the sinner does not admit he is guilty, how can he be saved?
如果他们根本就不相信耶稣基督的十字架，他怎么会得救呢
？If they do not believe the cross of the Jesus Christ, how can they be saved.
如果主张普世得救论是对的，那为什么耶稣还要我们去传福音呢？
If they say that universalism are right, why does the Lord Jesus want us to preach the gospel?
大家知道传福音很费力的。
And we know, why bother to spread the gospel if we have to work in hard?
如果普世得救论主张人人都会自动得救，那干什么还要去传福音吗？
If the universalism they emphasize everybody will be saved, so why bother to spread the gospel?
Doesn't make any sense, right?
So this is the meaning is not any sense at all.
所以这个普世得救论是完全错误。
So the universalism is complete wrong.
但是我告诉你，很多人还真的相信。
But I want to tell you, there's a lot of people still believe it.
哎呀，我是个好人吗？还不错了。
And I'm the good man.
比上不足，比下怎么样？有余啊。
So I cannot compare the some people on the top, but I've not compared the people on the low. I'm enough.
哎呀，神既然爱我们这么多的人，我死后肯定自动 automatically go to heaven.
Because God loves everyone here, so I believe when I die, I will go to the heaven automatically.
哦，求主怜悯，实在是误导了许多人。
So we ask for God to have the mercy on us because this is the mislead so many people.
第五个信仰的误区。
The fifth myth.
也是新派神学搞出来的理论。
And this is the theory the new theology has developed itself.
就是他们根本不相信耶稣基督的神迹。
Because they do not believe in the miracles of the Jesus Christ.
所有的神迹其实他们都不相信。
And they don't believe all the miracles.
而且他们很会解释。
And because they are good interpretation, explanation.
他说你看这个耶稣在海面上行走是不是啊？
For example, they say, "Well, you talking about Jesus walk on the sea."
他说其实啊，那个时候加利利的海水正在退潮的时候。
And they say at that time the sea was just at the low tide.
那退潮的时候，那水当然很浅。
Of course, the water was very shallow.
所以主耶稣是在水浅的地上行走。
So actually, the Jesus is walking on the shallow ground.
这就是他们的解经。
So this is what the explanation.
所以新派的人在读圣经的时候，事实上他的心态根本就是在批判圣经。
So when the new theologians is studying the Bible, it is actually they are criticizing the Bible.
好像他们有更大的权柄啊，胜过圣经。
And it seems like they have the greater authority over the Bible.
只要是他们认为不合理的、不合科学的、不合情理的，他们通通不接受。
As long as they think that they are not scientific, they are not reasonable, they are not accepted.
其实他们从心里根本就不信耶稣是。
And in fact, they do not believe in Jesus from the heart.
他们根本不相信是圣灵透过童女玛利亚生下耶稣基督。
Because they simply do not believe the Virgin Mary gave birth to Jesus through the Holy Spirit.
所以难怪这个老前辈王明道先生说呢，新派就是不信派。
So the Mr. the Ming Dao Wang have said that, whatever we say, the new theology actually is non-believer theology.
因为王明道先生认为这根本就是撒旦的工作。
And actually this is.Exactly the word of the Satan.
问题是他们不但自己不信，而且还不断的继续去教导别人，也不要相信耶稣基督所行的神迹奇事。
Because they do not believe in themselves, they also constantly call the brother sister not to believe in the Bible.
所以我们看见我们有信仰的五大误区。
So that means we have the five myths here.
我们不仅面对很多的异端邪说，我们也面对我们信仰里头很多的错误的教导，或者很多极端的教导是不合乎圣经。
So we are not only face so many heresies, we also there's a lot of the false teaching we have to face.
那你说牧师怎么办呢？
So if you ask me, the pastor, what should we do?
有三个重点，我们要一起努力的。
So there's the three things we need to work together.
第一个一定需要警醒祷告。
So the first thing we need to watch and pray.
让祷告成为你一个自然的呼吸。
So you need to let the prayer become to your natural breathing every day.
第二个，要在神的话语上下功夫。
And the second one, you need to study God's words diligently.
真的要下功夫。
You really need to put effort in there.
第三个，要过一个敬神爱人的生活。
And the third one, we need to live a life of the honoring God and the loving people.
所以如果你还没有参加主日学，我鼓励你要来上我们的这个主日学课。
So I encourage everybody to come to Sunday school.
啊，现在门徒知道上到第九课有关苦难的真理。
Especially on the lesson 9, they are talking about the disciple and the truth of the suffering.
因为只有我们对神的话语下功夫的时候。
And only we put effort in the words of God.
我们对神就有更深刻的认识。
And it can help us to have the more in-depth, the discussion and the knowing God.
我们对神的真理，我们就可以装备得很好。
So we can equip us, very well with the words of God.
也只有如此，我们才能靠主来得胜撒旦魔鬼。
So only in this way, rely on the God, so we can fight Satan.
当然，我们自己要过一个敬神爱人的生活。
Of course, ourselves, we need to live a life of honoring God and loving people.
因为弟兄姐妹好的见证是会影响很多人的。
Because a good testimony, is affecting many people.
好，我们知道有一个美国女孩子叫做 Liz， 我们看一下她的照片。
And there's one American girl. Her name is Cole Leeds.
她是在新泽西州的一个快餐店打工。
And she's working in a fast food restaurant in New Jersey.
那是一个二十四小时营业的快餐店。
And the fast food restaurant is open 24 hours.
早上四点钟来了两个男生。
Two men came at 4 in the morning.
哦，他们看起来非常的疲倦。
And they looks very tired.
哦，他们要了两杯咖啡。
And they ordered 2 cups of coffee.
啊，这个 Liz 就啊，刚好无意间听到他们的谈话。
And Liz overheard their conversation.
啊，知道他们是这个救火队员。
And knowing they are the firefighters.
原来他们为了救火，整个晚上十几个小时在工作，好不容易火救好了，来到咖啡店啊休息一下。
And they have to fight the fires for more than 10 hours at night. They did not sleep at all.
啊，这个艾斯听了他们的谈话，心里很有感动。
And Liz overheard their conversation, so he is touched by it.
于是他就帮他们的咖啡买了单。
So she paid for their coffee.
而且送了一些点心给他们。
And also sent some snack to them.
同时写了一个字条给他们。
And she also wrote a note.
这个字条就是谢谢这两位消防员这么的热心奋不顾身的去救火。
And in a note, she thanks the two firefighters for being so great in the fighting fire.
所以当这两个消防员接到这个他写的字条的时候，心里就感到意外的温暖。
So of course, these two firefighters, they feel a little bit surprised, but feel a lot warm inside their heart.
这两个消防队员当然心里也感到非常的安慰非常的安慰温暖。
Of course, they also feel a lot comforted.
但是这个故事并没有到这里就结束了。
But the story does not end in here.
后来这两个消防队员打听到这个历史的家境其实并不富裕。
And later, these two firefighters find out that Liz was not rich.
因为她打三份工。
Because she works for 3 jobs.
为的就是为她这个生病的爸爸希望能够买一辆车子。
And the purpose is to buy a car for the ill father.
因为这个历史的父亲因为脑的损伤而瘫痪在家。
And his father was at home because of the brain damage.
这个历史很爱他的爸爸，而且非常的孝顺。
And Liz loved his father is very much.
所以他没日没夜的打三份工。
So she worked 3 jobs day and night.
当然打三份工存的钱也很难买一辆这个面包车。
And of course, you just walking on this way, it's still hard to save money to buy the van.
于是这两位消防队员就决定为这个例子发起募款的运动。
So the two firefighters decide to launch a fundraising campaign for him.
本来买车的目标是17,000块钱。
And the original goal for buying a car is $17,000.
但是没有想到大家的反应非常的热烈。
And he didn't expect so many people respond.
最后竟然募到86,000块钱。
And in the end, there are $86,000.
给他爸爸买了一个可以有这个升降轮椅的升降轮椅的面包车，大家看一下。
So he bought her father's a van with a lift for the wheelchair.
那这个实在让这个例子非常的意外。
And this really made Liz very unexpected.
因为当初他在快餐店打工的时候
，And when he was working in a fast food restaurant，
是早上4点钟，因为看见这个两个非常疲倦的男人走进咖啡店。
And she saw two firefighters tired at 4 o'clock in the morning.
哦，他只是哎呀，看见这个消防队员这么辛苦，他只是爱心的感动，就是请他们喝两杯咖啡，送他们一点点心而已。
And because she's caring, she said she saw the two tired firefighters, so she's only bought them to drink the 2 cups of the coffee.
丽子没有想到结果是这么大的一个惊喜。
And Liz never thought it was such a big surprise.
而且这个真实的故事已经在网上传开了。
And this real story has spread on the internet.
激发了许多人的爱心。
And it inspired many people's love.
产生了很大很大的影响。
And has a big impact.
弟兄姐妹。
And brothers and sisters.
原来人间处处有温情。
And there's the warmth everywhere in the world.
原来生命是可以影响生命。
Indeed, life affects life.
同意的人请说。
If you agree, please say amen.
所以求主使用你有爱心的生命。
So we ask the Lord to use each of our lives.
求主使用我们教会的每一位弟兄姐妹的爱心。
We ask the Lord to use our love of each brother and sister here.
因为你不知道你种下爱心的种子哪一天会影响千千万万的人。
Because you don't know one day when you plant the seeds of love, and one day it will have a big impact on everybody on the world.
而且我们教会还有三宝。
And of course, in our church, we have three treasures.
我们大家来复习一下好吗
？And let's renew it.
第一宝就是我们有神的爱。
So the first treasure we have the love of God.
第二宝就是我们有神的道。
The second treasure we have the words of God.
第三宝就是我们有神的灵。
And the third treasure, we have the Spirit of God.
我们愿意全部来顺服神的带领，求圣灵来复兴我们的教会。
And we pray every one of us, we will submit you to the God, let the God live us in our life.
所以我们求神的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
So we ask for the God's love fill in our hearts.
我们求神将他的话刻印在我们的里面。
And we may the words of the God be in us.
今天麻烦要背下背诵一下那个经句好吗
？So I want to ask for today. We supposed to memorize the verses for this week.
当然，我们也求圣灵来带领我们个人，带领我们的教会。
And at the same time, we may the Spirit of the God will live our church.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你自己的信心。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you your words today.
今天我们虽然面对各样的异端邪说
，and today we face all kinds of the heresies.
我们知道你是坐着为王的
，and we know you are sit on the throne.
因为世人说洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华仍然坐着为王
，and even the flooding of us, you still.A sit on the throne to over everything.
我们知道是谁在掌管明天。
And we know who controls the tomorrow.
我们知道耶稣基督是从死里复活的神。
And we know you are the Lord, was raised from the dead.
得胜在得胜者。
And you are the victory of all things.
得胜黑暗的权势。
And you are the victory to all the darkness.
得胜撒旦的权势
，and you are won all the authority to the Satan.
我们感谢赞美
，we thank you.
求主使我们每一位弟兄姐妹都能刚强壮胆
，and we praise the all the brothers sisters who will be strengthened by you.
当我们走出教会的时候
，and when we walk out the church,
我们是你的门徒
And we are your disciple.
我们宣扬你纯正的福音。
We are going to proclaim your real gospel.
我们高举耶稣基督你的十字架。
And we are going to raise the crosses of the Jesus Christ.
因为十字架永远是我们的荣耀。
Because the cross of the Jesus Christ is our glory.
我们把一切的颂赞归给你。
We want to give all the praise to you.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督的。
All praise in Jesus' name.
来，有一个简单的报告。
So I have one simple announcement.
这一期的